بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن البراء رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مربوعا، فلقد رأيته في حلة حمراء ما رأيت شيئا قط أحسن منه. متفق عليه. حضرت براء رضي الله عنه says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم was of average or moderate stature and height. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم was of moderate height. He was neither too tall nor too short. And Hazrat Bara radiallahu anhu says that I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wearing a red robe. I had not seen any person more beautiful and handsome than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we know, beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala gave him immense beauty, zahir and batin. And Bara radiallahu anhu describes this scene that he had seen Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with this hulla. Hulla means a robe, an outfit that Rasulullah wore, and he says it was red in color. Ulama then explain that Ibn Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi and others have mentioned that the red robe that Rasulullah was wearing had stripes in it. These were Yemeni cloaks that had stripes, colored stripes. So what was meant was he had a robe with red stripes. And why they explain this? Because there are other narrations wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibits wearing red garments. So the ulama have then reconciled the various ahadith, and they have said that those garments which have been dyed with saffron or red color, they are not recommended. But if a person is wearing a garment with red stripes, then that is permissible. وعن أبي جحيفة وهب بن عبد الله رضي الله عنه قال رأيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بمكة وهو بالأبطح في قبة له حمراء من أدم، فخرج بلال بوضوئه فمن ناضح ونائل، فخرج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وعليه حلة حمراء كأني أنظر إلى بياض ساقيه، فتوضأ وأذن بلال فجعلت أتتبع فاه هاهنا وهاهنا يقول يمينا وشمالا حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح، ثم ركزت له عنزة فتقدم فصلى يمر بين يديه الكلب والحمار لا يمنع. متفق عليه. So Hazrat Abu Juhayfa Wahab bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu says that he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Mecca whilst he was at a place called Abtah, and Rasulullah was in a red leather tent. He was in the leather tent. Bilal radiallahu anhu came with the wudu water of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After Rasulullah performed ablution, the remaining of the wudu water, Bilal radiallahu anhu came out with it. So Sahaba rushed forward for it. There were those who just got a few drops and others got a little bit more. Obviously they wanted the barakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mubarak, blessed water. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out wearing a red robe, and the Sahabi says that as if I can still see the whiteness of his calves. Rasulullah was extremely handsome. So his complexion also, he was fair in complexion, not too extremely white, and he was not brown in color. In other words, he was tannish, fair looking. And he says, I could see the whiteness of his calves. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained that he had made wudu, and Bilal radiallahu anhu called out the azan. And he says, I observed the face or the mouth of Bilal radiallahu ta'ala as he moved left and right, saying, Hayya ala salah, hayya al falah. Thereafter, a spear was brought, and it was placed into the ground, right in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the purpose of this was, it served as a sutra. So many times you find somebody is reading salah, and so that people are able to now cross, we place like a chair in front of him. Here they place a spear. So a spear was placed upright in the ground. Rasulullah went forward and he performed the salah. And the Sahaba say, then after that a donkey or a dog would walk past in front of them, and this would not prevent them from reading the salah, because they had the sutra. So many times the masjid also, if you have the spear that people might want to cross, then you place a chair in front of you, so that once you are reading behind this chair, anybody else wishes to go across, they are able to go past easily. So from this hadith again, we understand that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had worn this robe made of red stripes, which is permissible to wear. Allah Ta'ala gives tawfiq and hidayah. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi.